Welcome to the Lexington Public Library Downtown Arts Tour. Most works are part of the Prohibition Festival. Prohibition is an annual street art festival founded in 2011 by John and Jessica Winters. It is funded primarily through grants from organizations like LexArts and through partnerships with individuals and businesses. Prohibition commissions arts from around the world and from Lexington to create their brand of street art in our city. The owners of the buildings where murals are placed agree not to alter or remove pieces for 10 years. Most public art is located in the greater downtown area, but you can find some murals and sculptures all over the city. Beginning at 140 East Main Street, in front of the central location of the Lexington Public Library. Concordia is located directly across East Main Street on the roof of the Lexington Laundry Building that now houses an art gallery for the Pam Miller Downtown Art Center. Concordia, artist DeWitt Gottfried. Viewing location, 140 East Main Street. Description, sculpture. Concordia was installed on the roof of the Downtown Art Center in 2012. The 15 steel cylinders that make up Concordia took 14 hours to install. They are so heavy, two I-beams have been placed on the roof to help distribute the 14,000 pounds. Hundreds of public art proposals from artists around the world were submitted to LexArts and Leadership Lexington. The submissions were not limited by any criteria. From these submissions, Concordia was selected by the 2010 class of Leadership Lexington as the winner. Artist DeWitt Gottfried has compared the sculpture to a buttress, a structure that provides support and reinforces a building. He considers his work symbolic to the relationship between culture and the community. Travel west on Main Street and cross South Limestone. Turn right on South Limestone and travel to the intersection of North Limestone and West Short Street. The untitled mural by Flim is located on the side of the building that currently houses Crossings. Untitled, artist Flim, viewing location, corner of West Short Street and North Limestone. Description, mural. This mural is the second that artist Flim has painted in Lexington. His first was installed on the wall of the vacant building in the Distillery District in 2013. But when the James E. Pepper Distillery moved into the building, they needed to create an entrance in the wall, so that mural had to be removed. James E. Pepper Distillery then made a sizable donation to Prohibition to bring Flim back to Lexington in 2016 to create this piece showing a figure in a tree. The UK-based artist got his start self-publishing comics. His works are largely done in black and white. Be sure to get a close-up view to appreciate the fine detail. Cross West Short Street on North Limestone. Turn left and travel west down West Short Street. Stop at 139 West Short Street across from Wren Court. Daughters of Immigrants is visible from here, down Wren Court on the back of the 21C Hotel building. A few steps west on Short Street, the Night Watchers is visible on the side of the building at 139 West Short Street. Directly across the parking lot from the Night Watchers is the untitled mural by Fenton McGee. Daughters of Immigrants, artist Jessica Sabugal. Viewing location, West Shore Street, across from Wren Court. Description, mural. Daughter of Immigrants was installed as part of the Prohibition Festival in 2017 by Jessica Sabugal. Jessica produces mostly large-scale murals, and the subjects are often representative of her own identity as a woman and as a first-generation Colombian American. Most of her works feature portraits of women of color accompanied by statements with powerful messages. Daughters of Immigrants is one of a few of Jessica's works that has been made into a print. Her works are visible all over the world, but her studio is based in the Bay Area of California. Night Watchers. Artist, Andrew Hym. Description, mural. Part of the Prohibition Festival in 2014, the Night Watchers was painted by Andrew Hym. His parents were refugees from Cambodia and settled in Los Angeles. Like most street art, Andrew got his start in graffiti, but he also earned a degree in illustration at the Art Center College of Design. His works are often called dreamlike and usually feature humanoid creatures in settings that derive from his travels, but with a supernatural rendering. Untitled, artist Fenton McGee. Description, mural. Artist Fenton McGee installed this untitled piece as part of the 2018 Prohibition Festival. The image of people sleeping or unaware of their surroundings is typical in McGee's work. as is the depiction or implication of water. He often uses his work to comment on the environment or political issues. This particular picture is taken from a larger painting made public by McGee in November 2018, titled Australian Apathy. Standing just off Short Street, you can see an Easter egg left by the artist by looking toward the old courthouse and aligning the top left corner of the mural with the profile of the dome building. Travel west on West Short Street to the corner of West Short and Market Street. Look to the right on the far side of the parking lot. Lily and the Silly Monkey is located on the side building that currently houses Bell's Cocktail House. Lily and the Silly Monkey, artist, Harakut, viewing location, the corner of West Short Street and Market Streets. Description, mural. In 2012, Transy professors Kurt Godey and Kramina Trudova invited the German street art duo known as Harakut to Lexington to create a mural in Lexington as part of the Trudova community engagement through the arts program. Harakut chose the wall of 156 Market Street, partially because of the visibility and proximity to the busy locations, like the farmer's market, and partially because they liked the juxtaposition of the church steeple behind it. The pair's works usually consist of whimsical figures accompanied by text. While completing this mural titled Lily and the Silly Monkey, they were inspired to begin a series of murals called the Giant Storybook Project that now stretches over four continents. Lexington is the only city to be home of two of the murals in the series. The second is located at 574 North Limestone. The murals of the Giant Storybook Project were used as inspiration in the creation of a children's book. Travel west on Short Street to the corner of North Mill Street. Turn left and cross West Short Street. Turn right and cross North Mill Street. Travel west down West Short Street until you see a small parking lot on your left. Infinito is located on the side of the parking garage just after 310 West Short Street. Infinito, artist, Kaz Das. Viewing location, 307 West Short Street. Description, mural. If you've listened to this tour before, you may remember the mural Moonshine. Shortly after this tour was published, Moonshine suffered extensive water damage and was removed. In October 2019, a new mural was completed, Infinito, by Kaz Das, was sponsored by Prohibition and LexPark. Kaz Das was born in Caracas, Venezuela, and started out as a graffiti artist. His work is conceptual and symbolic while mixing realistic imagery with geometric designs. Das's work confronts the intersection of people and their influence on the natural world, good and bad. The mural highlights local wildlife, horses, global endangered species, juxtaposed with a human male form on a blue background. Travel west on Short Street. Turn left down North Broadway. Tulip Poplar is located on the left directly under the raised pedway in the stairwell of the parking garage. Tulip Poplar, artist, Lacey Hale. Viewing location, 118 North Broadway. Description, mural. Lacey Hale and her assistant, her brother Seth, installed the Tulip Poplar mural underneath the stairwell in the pedway near 118 North Broadway in September 2014. The piece was commissioned by the Lexington Parking Authority, Saul Good Restaurant, U.S. Bank, and the web companies in an effort to generate interest and to direct attention to the parking garage entrance. In the same way the tulip poplar flower's brightly colored base guides bees to its nectar. During an interview for the Humans of Central Appalachia project, Lacey said that she chose the flower of the tulip poplar for the mural because the conditions of the commission required that the subject matter be related to Kentucky, but could not include bourbon, horses, UK, or basketball. The tulip poplar is Kentucky's state tree and grows in every county. Lacey is an artist and an art advocate from Letcher and Knott counties, and she is trained at the Pratt Institute of Art in New York. After her studies, she returned home because of her deep love of the people and landscape of Eastern Kentucky. She has been the recipient of several awards and grants and continues to create a showcase for her work throughout the state. Travel south on North Broadway. Cross West Main Street and turn left. Travel down West Main Street, cross South Mill Street, and continue down West Main Street until you see the Big Blue Building. Service Reflections is located on the path between the Big Blue Building and the adjacent parking garage. Service Reflections, artist, Bill Fontana. Viewing location, path between 250 and 330 West Main Street. Description: sound sculpture. The path runs between the Financial Center, also called the Big Blue Building, and the parking garage next to the building. The pathway has been home to a very unique piece of public art since 2011. Artist Bill Fontana first worked as a composer of music. His sound sculptures are inspired by the way sound interacts with architecture and now appear all over the world. Fontana installed microphones to capture the sound of the Town Branch waterway as it moves below the street level of the city, and a series of speakers transmits the sounds between the buildings and across the courthouse square. As you move through the sculpture, notice the sounds change as they bounce off the glass and concrete. This piece was sponsored by Lex Art's Public Art Project through an Echo Art grant from the Department of Environmental Quality and Public Works. Exit surface reflections on West Vine Street. Turn left and travel down West Vine Street, stopping at Hernando Alley. The Great Compromiser is located on the corner of the Phoenix Building at the corner of East Vine and Hernando Alley. A few steps further down the East Vine, Lincoln is visible from the intersection of East Vine and Ayers Alley. The Great Compromiser and Lincoln. Artist: Casey McKinney and Eduardo Cobra. Viewing location: corner of Hernando Alley and East Vine, and corner of Ayers Alley and East Vine. Description: murals. Abraham Lincoln and Henry Clay are probably the two most notable figures in Kentucky history. Murals honoring them can be seen from East Vine Street directly across from the Lextran station. Lincoln was painted on the 60-foot-high rear wall of the Kentucky Theater by Brazilian street artist Eduardo Cobra in 2013. Henry Clay's mural, titled The Great Compromiser, is located on the corner of the Phoenix Building at the intersection of East Vine and Hernando Alley, and was painted by Casey McKinney, a graduate of the UK College of Fine Arts, in 2017. Both pieces feature an iconic image of the subject surrounded by geometric patterns in vivid colors. It's fitting that Lincoln and Clay are memorialized in such close proximity to each other. The two were contemporaries, and Lincoln was known to have a deep admiration for Clay, calling him my beau idea of a statesman. When Henry Clay died in 1852, Lincoln appointed a committee to arrange a public tribute and delivered a eulogy to the Illinois House of Representatives. It was long believed that the relationship between Lincoln and Clay was distant and largely one-sided. But recently, a copy of The Life and Speeches of Henry Clay, Volume 1, was discovered to have been inscribed in 1847 by Henry Clay to Abraham Lincoln, with constant regard to friendship. The staff at Ashland hopes that continued research will reveal the truth of their connections. Travel down West Vine Street to the intersection of East Vine Street and Quality Streets. Mind, body, and soul is visible across East Vine Street. Mind, body, soul. Artist: Wasim Toume. Viewing location: East Vine Street and Quality Streets. Description: mural. Wasim Toume installed the Mind, Body, and Soul mural on the back of the High Street YMCA building in 2008 at the request of the YMCA and LexArts. It is the oldest piece of public art in the walking tour and was one of the first pieces installed as part of the LexArts Downtown Mural Project. When the artist was creating this mural, his goal was to incorporate the YMCA's promotion of programs that benefited the mind, body, and spirit. Each aspect is represented in the mural by one of the complex systems in the foreground. Toume is a graduate of UK's Masters of Fine Arts program and a native of Sydney, Australia.
This concludes our tour. Thank you for joining Lexington Public Library on this walk through Lexington's past and present. If you enjoyed the tour, check out our other tours on our website at www.lexpublib.org/walkingtours.